This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
There has to be a better way. Yeah, I got it. We got financial issues, and I got it. Tim Walz spent way too much of our money when they had the trifecta, when they had the surplus. Made that point over and over and over again. And to Kurt Dowd's credit, frequent guest of the show, we'll probably have him on again. We're going to have on former Governor Tim Pawlenty, 235 today. Kurt Dowd, former Republican speaker, said, guess what? If we would have had the trifecta, if the Republicans would have had the trifecta, we would have probably went overboard with our ideas too. So they both would have been wrong. Okay. So now, because we're staring at the possibility of a significant deficit that Walz and the leaders in St. Paul are facing areas, either they got a slow growth or budget cuts, but I think there has to be a better way with this, with busing in private schools. Let's start with this. For some people, Dave, I think a lot of people think of private schools and they just assume every private school is Breck Blake. They cost $30,000. You're picked up in a limousine and everybody's just rich. There are those schools, including those two are expensive, and if you've got the money, you do it. My kids went to public schools and had a great education. But if you want to send your kids, or you yourself went to a private school, you do you. Okay? I'm not looking down or besmirching those. So because the governor is facing the reality that he spent too much of our money, that they've now got to cut money. And they are proposing now the ending, the elimination of $109 million in non-pupil aid over the next years that covers not just busing for private schools, but textbooks, nurses, and guidance counselors. And to me, that's wrong. We got to means test this. Because the Star Tribune, with an excellent story, points out a number of schools, private schools, where the kids aren't coming from families where their house is in some gorgeous cul-de-sac in Orono, where the kids are going there and the parents aren't overwhelmingly affluent. Like they profile Notre Dame Academy. They estimate having to pay $160,000 in transportation costs if the money ends. They point out other schools, Cristo Rey Jesuit High School in Minneapolis. Their president said 75% of the 413 students live in multilingual homes They receive financial aid, and that for most families, buses are the only way to school and support services provided there. And we're going to take that away from those schools just because they're private schools? No. Of course, Denise Speck, the head of Education Minnesota, is going to say, we have to do this because she's going to just protect public schools, public schools, public schools. And if you want to go with the cheap shot right now, which carries some weight, that it is rare when Democrats ever don't just say, hey, Education Minnesota, tell me what to do, and they do it. It fits at times. I am all for further experimenting, trying new ideas with our educational system. I'm not for ending public schools. I'm not for blaming public schools for everything. But we're this big education state, right? We brag about that. We tout that. Look at our numbers. They're not close to being good enough. We're probably about due again, Dave. It's been a while. We're going to see how kids and where the grades normally, 4th and 8th and maybe 11th grade, how they're faring. And you walk away shaking your head and saying, my God, this just isn't good enough. And, of course, there's a huge financial divide in private and public schools and opportunities. And how we equal all that out and how we balance that out, it's borderline impossible. But just to say, I'm taking out that money for busing, textbook, nurses, for all private schools, no, absolutely not. I thought we're one Minnesota, Dave Aragon. That's what Tim Walz is, one Minnesota. We're all in on this together. Apparently, we're all in on this together if you go to public schools. By the way, the cost that they're talking about slowing down the growth with special education and some of those issues, that bleeping disgusts me. As usual, in this country, at the federal and state level, never have fully funded special education funding. Never, ever. And what happens is states have to step up and they have to require, they have to fill that mandate. And so guess what? It ends up hurting other kids there. How about we actually continue to fund special education? What a great idea that would be. By the way, that's when Democrats are in charge and Republicans are in charge. But on this one, I think if we want to find a way to means test with certain private schools where you say, guess what, Dave? It costs $30,000 here to go to this school. I think we're gonna leave that on you. But others, when there's different ways, whatever, you come up with the formula to means test. I'm open-minded. And for those that qualify under the right formula, I don't think just because it's a private school and because people want to try something different than the public school, they should be punished. What does Dave think? What do you think? Because I think this is an example of difficult decisions that governors and the Senate and House have to make. It's another reminder when you have $18 billion surplus, save some money. You can put us in a better position so you're not here. But no. No. I went to public schools. My kids went to public schools. Didn't seriously consider private schools. Did move to an area where I felt like the public schools were better. I had that opportunity. Not everybody does. It's not a perfectly equal system. So you're telling me kids, parents aren't dropping them off all in Lamborghinis while they're flying back from, cheap shot included at me, Palm Desert, that those kids shouldn't have the opportunity for busing, nursing, and textbooks? Come on. That's wrong. 651-461-9226. Little stretch lap. I told you about my, when I was coughing so much, Dave, this weekend, and it was Thursday, Friday, and finally started to slow down Saturday and Sunday. how I hurt this right side, these intercostal muscles. Well, now when I cough during the topic there on my upper back, I'm a mess right now. I'm just a mess.
Good luck to you.
Could be over. I need Stretch Lab, maybe even today. I might call and say, can I just go and please work me in? StretchLab.com, not one location, not five locations, not 10 locations, 11 locations. Who can go to Stretch Lab? Everybody. You got a tee time later today at Southern Hills in Farmington. You're going for a run in Afton State Park. You're going to the Dairy Queen in Pequot. You might have to come down a little bit for the closest Stretch Lab, but there are 11 locations. Trained specialists. They're going to work with you if you want to hit that golf ball 10 yards further. If you want to wake up and just get out of bed and feel better. They know what they're doing. They don't just walk in and right away you start. No, they go through weeks and weeks and weeks of training, and they will make you feel better. Go to StretchLab.com. First time you get a stretch, it's half off. StretchLab.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm loving this. Who is this?
Oh, do you remember this one from a couple years ago?
No.
Oliver Anthony, Rich Men North of Richmond. This was a viral sensation. I think the guy was even offered a record deal or something like that. He said, no. That's not me. I'm a small town guy. I just like playing music, and this just happened to go crazy.
I'm totally forgetting. But I bet I loved it then, too.
Yeah, it was huge. It had more than a minute.
That's pretty darn good. Okay, we're talking, if you just joined us, the state government facing difficult challenges. These are not easy decisions. I get it. It's accelerated because the trifecta decided to spend and spend and spend and spend. And so now the governor has made the decision that they're going to end $109 million that goes to all private schools, primarily for busing, but includes textbooks and nurses. And my point is there's too much of a stereotype of private schools that everybody there is affluent. And I think there should be a way of means testing this. And the Star Tribune, excellent story, which you can check out, talks about a number of the schools where, you know, about the diversity of the schools and the income. And I get the differences when public schools, and you make a decision to go to private schools. We're not good enough with the results we're getting from our kids. We're just not. And there are great teachers, and there are mediocre teachers, and there are lousy teachers everywhere. But we need to encourage improving all of these. And again, I'm a public school person myself, Robbinsdale Schools. My kids are what should be the Plymouth District, but why is that a district? Because, again, it's the dumbest named district in the state because there's one school in Wayzata. Every other school is in Plymouth, but it's called the Wayzata School District.
It's the best school, though.
Yeah.
The one's in Plymouth, and not too impressed.
It's where Quinny went to middle school. So, yes, I think they got to means test this. I think they need to find a way to not just completely eliminate all the money. Dave Harrigan says what?
Get rid of all of it. No, it means testing, yes. I think that makes a lot of sense. I'm not as against the idea as you are in just the fact that, okay, if busing is eliminated for, you know, student A, for Johnny and Jenny, they have an option. The option is public school. And obviously not every public school is equal. Not every private school is equal. Mm-hmm. You may live in an area with just a terrible public school system, and you see yourself as a parent. Your best option for your kids is to send them to private school because you don't trust the education you can get out of a public school. I get that. That's a huge issue. But as you said, we're talking about difficult decisions. We're talking about mistakes that were made, money that was overspent, and if cuts have to be made, no matter what we throw out there, people are going to say, well, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, you can't cut that. That's my program. That's too vital. Well,
and sometimes, okay, these are cuts. Sometimes where people get really upset too is, Dave, just slowing the growth.
Yeah.
And you're like, we can't even slow the growth?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Am I for just blanket, let's, you know, get rid of all busing for private schools, as you said, you know, taking the money away from, nurses and social workers? No, I don't want it to be a blanket thing, but... You know, can we start the conversation? Can we have, you know, look at certain schools and say, this people, you know, people that live in this general area of this school, they don't really need a bus? I don't know. Can we start there? But, you know, a blanket cut versus we can't touch this, there is a middle ground.
This is a fair criticism. Stop saying everyone is rich at Brecker Blake. I don't think I said that, but I certainly inferred it.
You did.
I mean, there's no doubt. It's insulting. My grandkids go to Breck and their parents are sacrificing a lot for them to go. That's a fair point. That is a very valid criticism. I still think it's a high, high percentage of the folks who go there have money available. By the way, I'm a capitalist. More power to you. But there are extraordinary sacrifices that individuals make to go. So
giving up your fourth Land Rover, only having three.
That's not really
that's for all the people that aren't Blake and Breck fans.
It's not really quite... living up to what I was trying to say there. Let's see. Let me get to this one, too, where it's just blaming. Here we go. Classic Republicans. They don't like government subsidies until we take theirs away. If the kids want these services, go to public schools. Suggesting everyone who goes to a private school in this state is just a Republican
is true.
Utter nonsense.
100% accurate.
What a I've done lazy the survey. Stereotype that is. Get out of here. Go ahead. Chad, part of the decision was made decades ago. It was 1969. It was cheaper to transport kids back then. Yeah, that's true, but we're matching in other areas. Let's squeeze in call on this. A lot of texts are coming in. 651-461-9226. Adam has called in. Adam, good to hear from you. What's on your mind, sir?
So I'm going to break from my lefty brethren, and that's the dumbest idea I've heard in a long time. I mean, it's like Antoine Walker runs their budget office. You know, I mean, just blows through $19 million.
That's a great reference.
It's So, but these people that send their kids, and when we're in the Robbinsville School District, which, by the way, $20 million deficit because of an accounting error.
That's unbelievable.
I trust my daughter with their math. But anyway, but they pay property taxes that goes to public school or goes to schools. So I think if they take all the levies, they almost get always passed. And when you look at the cost of most private schools, not the Blakes and the Brecks like you talked about, but if you look at the cost of pre-K child care, it's actually less than child care to send kids to a private school.
Exactly.
And since they're enduring the property taxes, I just don't think, and also I think one thing they should look at eliminating is the free lunch program for all. I don't need it. We didn't get any Walls checks. So they need to come up. That would be a better way of looking at it. Instead of some of these kids that are getting grants, scholarships, all these things that go to these private schools, because maybe the school district that they're in is not the best, and they're going to have better education. Why the heck are we taking that away from them? Dumbest idea.
Were you a Robbinsdale guy, Cooper guy, or Armstrong guy?
Armstrong. She's going to my 13-year-old redheaded dictator is going to Armstrong.
There we go. I could tell this was an intelligent child.
My wife went to Armstrong.
Thank you. Make sure she goes to ASU, and then you're all set.
Okay.
See you, Adam. Here the school lunch one, we talked about it a lot, and school breakfast. And I want to get to more of your texts in a second. I want kids to know, Dave Harrigan, as long as they're in schools, they're going to have breakfast and lunch. Okay? I want that. If we find a way to do this without the isolating, without the separate lines, and we go back to more of the means testing, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. Because what a shocker, another Walls idea and DFL idea that's costing way more than expected. I think we should be proud that our schools, the kids go to school, pick your school, and you know you have breakfast and lunch there. I can afford it. Maybe tomorrow I can't afford it. I don't know. But I can afford it. So should I be paying for it where others shouldn't? I think that's fair. I truly think that's fair. But without the stupid lines and the isolation, that's part of what bugged me, right? Didn't that bother you too?
Yeah, and there's, I think, ways around the lines and the isolations and making kids feel bad. And I have told you before, and I will stand by it, and I have no shame. While my kids are in school, I love free lunch. When my kids are out of school, I'm going to say, why am I paying for this? It's completely selfish. I understand that, but I'm going to own that. I agree. I agree with Republicans who say, if you can afford it, we shouldn't be buying your child lunch. I agree. But it's also really easy to send my kid to school these days without having to put a lunch together.
Yep. More texts. Really good texts here. Democrat here. Child in private school as the public school barely was meeting her IEP. That's me. That Quinny, we looked at multiple schools and multiple highly touted schools for special education. I was ashamed at some of these schools, some of these well-known schools. Q went to YZeta, and they were remarkable with his education funding and the follow-up and IEP. But by the way, they're the exception. They just are, because we continue to not have enough angels and remarkable individuals who work in special education, and we don't have enough funding for it. But go back to the text here, because it's really relevant. Public school that they were at fought at every turn. Private school, Hill Murray, means a massive sacrifice for a whole family. But Hill Murray is more than willing to do what is needed to ensure her success. It's not an easy commitment, but we're having to do it for a successful education experience. Bravo to this family. So this kid, who may qualify for special education busing at a public school, but may not at Hill Murray, they should lose out on this? again, just assuming everybody goes to these schools as a Republican and is rich is condescending. Condescending. Rich guy wants to take away lunch from poor kids. Classic tick. Who the hell said that? Who even came close to saying that? Did you say that? Did I say that? I
don't think so.
Not even close. Not even close. Let's reiterate. Let's make sure every kid knows, every single kid knows that when they go to school, if they want breakfast and lunch, they have it. But if we want to find a way to means test at a pretty high level, by the way, and make somebody like myself pay, I still help out with Mikey's school lunch. Yeah, I have no problem. Take away poor kids' lunch? Go bleep yourself. Didn't come close to saying that. My God. Chad, I couldn't agree more with you about your proposed funding cuts to private schools. Many students in private school come from low-income households. That's just a fact. Donald Trump yesterday, in an utterly insane comment, in my opinion, said, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to send some of the worst of our criminals to prisons like in El Salvador. Looked at the dictator over there, his buddy, because, of course, he always gets along with the dictators. Doesn't get along with Zelensky. Calls him a dictator, but then the real dictator, my buddy, says, I'd like to send the worst of our worst to prison in another country where there's no code of conduct in any way, no level of decency in any way. What do you think about it? I think it's asinine. I don't think it holds up with our laws in any way. It shouldn't be who we are. But you know what, Dave Aragon? I think there's a lot of people who love the idea. What do you want to say? Text or call 651-461-9226.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.